The power of praise, transformed by God's majesty. Today we delve into the depths of Psalm 118 verse 29, a verse that encapsulates the essence of praise and worship. Join me as we explore the transformative power of acknowledging and exalting the greatness of our God. Psalm 118 verse 29 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." In this verse, we're urged to express gratitude to the Lord because of his inherent goodness. The goodness of God is not contingent upon our circumstances, but is an intrinsic part of his character. His love endures through all seasons of life, unwavering and steadfast. The character of God. Our journey begins with an understanding of the character of God. Psalm 118 verse 29 declares, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." Here we encounter the foundational truth that God is good. His goodness permeates every aspect of his being and extends eternally. As believers, we're called to acknowledge and celebrate this attribute of God, recognizing his unwavering faithfulness and love towards us. The Hebrew word for good in this verse is tob, which signifies moral excellence, kindness, and generosity. It speaks to the inherent nature of God, emphasizing his purity and his benevolence. The phrase, "his faithful love endures forever," reinforces the enduring nature of God's love, which remains constant and unchanging throughout all circumstances. As we praise God for his goodness, we align our hearts with his divine nature and invite his transformative power into our lives. Psalm 34 verse 8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. O, the joys of those who take refuge in him." Here the psalmist invites us to experience God's goodness firsthand. Just as we taste food to discern its flavor, we are encouraged to seek the Lord and discover his goodness for ourselves. Those who find their refuge in him are blessed with abundant joy and peace. Nahum chapter 1 verse 7. "The Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in him." This verse is a wonderful reassurance of God's goodness and his role as a stronghold in times of trouble. When we place our trust in him, he draws near to us, offering comfort, protection, and strength. The practice of praise. Moving forward, we delve into the practice of praise. Psalm 118 verse 29 exhorts us to give thanks to the Lord. Praise is not merely a spontaneous expression of gratitude. It's a deliberate act of worship. It involves verbal affirmation, adoration, and exaltation of God's attributes and deeds. When we engage in genuine praise, we shift our focus from our circumstances to the greatness of our God, experiencing a transformative encounter with his presence. The act of giving thanks in Hebrew, yada, goes beyond mere verbal acknowledgement. It conveys the idea of extending our hands in worship and surrender, symbolizing a posture of humility and reverence before God. It was Charles Spurgeon who said, "Praise is the rehearsal of our eternal song. By grace we learn to sing, and in glory we continue to sing." Listen to Psalm 95 verses 1 and 2. "Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him." Here, the psalmist calls us to worship the Lord with joyful hearts and thankful spirits. Singing praises to God is an expression of gratitude for his goodness and a recognition of his sovereignty as the rock of our salvation. As Colossians 3:16 reminds us, "Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. The impact of praise. Finally, we explore the profound impact of praise on our lives and our communities. When we exalt the goodness of God, we invite His presence to dwell amongst us. Psalm 22 verse 3 affirms, God inhabits the praises of His people. As we cultivate a lifestyle of praise, we experience transformation from the inside out. Fear gives way to faith, despair gives way to hope, and brokenness becomes wholeness. Our praises not only uplift our spirits, but also serve as a beacon of light to those around us, drawing them closer to the source of all goodness and love. The word inhabit in Hebrew, yeshab, denotes God's intimate presence, dwelling amongst His people. It signifies His active involvement in the midst of our praise, bringing about supernatural breakthroughs and transformations. Praise is often the most effective weapon against the enemy. When we lift our voices in worship, darkness flees, and victory is assured. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verses 21 and 22. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising Him for His holy splendor. This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord, His faithful love endures forever. At the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. This passage illustrates the power of praise in the midst of adversity. When King Jehoshaphat and his people praised God, He intervened on their behalf, bringing confusion to their enemies and securing their victory. Acts chapter 16 verses 25 and 26. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. In this account, we see Paul and Silas praising God, even in the midst of imprisonment. Their worship triggered a supernatural intervention, leading to their miraculous deliverance and the salvation of their jailer. In summary, these verses underscore the goodness of God and the transformative power of praise. They encourage us to approach God with thanksgiving and worship, knowing that He is our refuge, our strength, and our deliverer. As we conclude, let's heed the words of Psalm 118 verse 29 and enter into a lifestyle of praise and thanksgiving. May our hearts overflow with gratitude for the goodness of God, and may our praises resound to the ends of the earth, proclaiming His faithfulness for all generations. This week, why not cultivate a habit of praise and worship each day, setting aside time to exalt the goodness of God? Encourage others to join you in praising God, fostering a culture of thanksgiving and celebration within your community. Remember to remain steadfast in praise, especially in the face of challenges and trials, trusting in God's unfailing love and faithfulness. Friends, let's commit to living a life of continual praise, magnifying the name of our God and bearing witness to His transformative power in our lives and our communities. As we exalt His goodness, may His presence dwell richly amongst us, bringing healing, restoration, and hope to all who call upon His name. May God bless you and keep you, and cause His face to shine upon you and give you His peace, as you are transformed by the truth of His word.